Texte numéro 81. The Jobs Legacy. Steve Jobs will be remembered as a titan of business, of course. But for many of us, Jobs will forever be associated with making modern computing simple, seamless, and satisfying. The iconic co-founder of Apple, along with Steve Wozniak, helped create a funny-looking computer in the 1970s that became synonymous with style and ease of use, as did dozens of products that would follow over the years. With the creation of the iTunes Store and 99-cent song downloads in 2003, he upended the digital music business at a time when it could easily have tipped in favour of piracy, a direction it was headed. By 2008, the iTunes Store was the leading source for consumers to buy digital music, and it spawned other online buying websites that tried to follow its simple-to-use model. It also led to Apple's creation of the App Store in 2008 for buying programs and software for the iPhone and the Mac. The wireless world was completely revolutionized by the release of the iPhone in 2007. At that time, the word smartphone was largely equated with BlackBerries, the standard bearer for the business class. Jobs saw the iPhone as a mobile computing device, and not just a phone, for everyone, something his competitors did not grasp at that time. Jobs changed technology and how the everyday person used it. He used to make telling remarks about the quality of the build of the Mac. When you're a carpenter making a beautiful chest of drawers, you're not going to use a piece of plywood on the back, even though it faces the wall and nobody will ever see it, he said in the interview. You're going to use a beautiful piece of wood on the back. His simple vision of creating products that he would want, ones that were elegant and easy to use, is what drove him and Apple to spectacular success, said Tim Bajarin, a technology consultant. And he took a path that is anathema to most modern business execs today. He never did market research. He basically went on his gut, because he understood that people couldn't know what they would like when they had never seen it before. Indeed, the most recent example of that was the iPad. Many analysts and commentators dismissed it even before its release, because there was no need for a tablet the way that Jobs envisioned it. Even more ridicule followed when it was named the iPad. But Jobs and Apple had the last laugh. Since its release in April 2010, nearly 30 million iPads have been sold. Competitors have been churning out their own versions non-stop. None of them can touch the iPad in terms of success. Adapted from msnbc.com, October 2011.